and then the creek, from the creek to the to a river, you know, and like that.
What do you have down in South Louisiana?
Bayous.
Do you have that here?
No.
And is that something different from creeks, or just another name?
I think it's probably a little different, because I would consider a bayou probably is hooked to the sea, don't you think, wouldn't you?
Salt water?
To the Gulf, or Gulf. Yeah, I would think that a bayou probably would have salt water in it.
What are the names of some of the creeks and things around here?
Okay, we have what we call Luter Creek, L-O-U-T-R-E, but it's really French, and it's Delutri, it really. And then we have D'Arbonne.
Mm-hmm.
And now D'Arbonne is not French, that's an Indian name, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Ouachita River, that's another Indian named by Indians. And we have Corny, Little Corny and Big Corny.
What kind of name is that?
Well, the Big Corny is a big, big creek, almost a river.
Uh-huh.
Little Corny is just a creek.
How did it get the name Corny?
I don't know. Why they called it Corny. It's always been Corny. Okay, we've got a little small creek up above here that's called, about, now, hold your hat, Peter Creek. And I don't know why they called it that.
What would you call it if you had some water flowing along it, dropped off and went on over? You'd call that a...
waterfall.
And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded.
It's a port. Wouldn't it be a port?
Okay. And what different kinds of roads are there?
Well, there's paved, blacktopped, and gravel.
When you say
and
paved,
dirt.
Huh?
And dirt.
When you say paved, what kind of road?
Well, that's usually cement.
Mm-hmm.
And blacktop is, you know, tar and whatever, blacktop, asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Blacktop is asphalt. And a gravel road, of course, is a dirt road with a gravel.
Mm-hmm.
Layer of gravel, and a dirt road is just your little bitty, just regular old road that hadn't had anything on it, just a dirt road.
What would you call a little road that turns off the main road, maybe out in the country?
Side road.
Okay, and a road that goes up to a person's house?
Driveway.
What about a road that goes between two pastures, so it's got a fence on both sides?
A lane.
Does a lane... Does that have to be a particular size, or does it have to have a fence or something on each side?
A lane usually, it's got to be big enough for a wagon to go down through,
mm-hmm.
or a car to go through.
Is it big enough for two?
No, just one. No.
Does it have to have something on each side of it, like
to be a lane?
Mm-hmm.
No, it can have, you know, like trees on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it has something on each side, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a shrubbery or trees or something like that.
And
if it's a long way from your house, you know, it's the lane to your house. But if it's a short distance, it's called a driveway.
Mm-hmm. What's a road in town called?
A street.
And something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
Sidewalk.
Did you ever hear an old-fashioned name for that?
Sidewalk's the only thing I...
What would you call the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
Hmm. I don't know. Give me some examples.
Well, do you ever hear a parking strip or boulevard or tree row or anything like that?
Mm-mm. No.
And if you were walking
now
along,
you're on town. See, I'm a country girl.
They don't. None of this is.
Well, we call these streets, but we don't have sidewalks out here in the country. You know.
If you were walking along a road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a...
rock.
And I...
threw it.
Anything else you'd say besides threw it?
Nothing else I would say,
Have you heard anything?
No,
What about chunked it or pitched
it? Yeah, I'm sorry. Chunked it.